The city of Eloy has ended part of a contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement that allowed the federal agency to run an immigrant detention center in Texas. The city manager says ICE asked Eloy to pull the plug on the deal. The contract between ICE and Eloy paid the city about $438,000 a year. City manager Harvey Krause.
I would rather not lose the revenue, but I understand it was always intended to be temporary, so.
Krause says ICE is going to start a new contract with the city of Dilley, Texas, where the Immigrant Family Detention Center is located. A lawyer for a Guatemalan woman recently threatened a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Eloy, alleging that repeated requests to get her daughter intensive medical treatment while they were held in the facility went nowhere. Krause says he doesn't think that's why ICE asked Eloy to end the deal. An ICE spokeswoman said in an email that to maintain the integrity of the process, the agency does not talk about contracts that may be in negotiation. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.